Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and I really am excited about this conversation. I think it's something that will just really help to change the world one person at a time, one meal at a time. I think it's going to be awesome. I'll go ahead and get my lovely co-host, Miss Amy. How are you doing tonight?
My heart is beating fast. We're all about helping people live their heart dreams, and we've got one of the best examples of that on the planet as far as I'm concerned. So it's going to be a great show. So I'm excited to get started.
Okay. And Miss Alana, how are you tonight?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here tonight with our guest. And I am very excited for this conversation as well. I'm all for, helping people to, live their best lives and helping people get back on their feet once they've been, knocked down. And especially when that involves tiny houses, that's a passion of mine. And our guest tonight is fantastic person that just really, I love his motto of let's stop talking and let's start doing. And I love people like that. That's the kind of person I am. And I'm so glad that we get to share this special guest with us tonight, so with our audience,
okay.
And hope that it will bring lots of people ideas on how they can actually start doing the work and stop doing the talking.
All right. That sounds good to me. So can you go ahead and kind of, I love the fact that you both know him in different ways, and I think that it's going to be a really an inspiring way to be able to just have this the depth of this conversation go in a lot of different directions. So can you go ahead and introduce Arnold for us?
Sure. Our guest tonight is Mr. Arnold Stock, and he is just an awesome person. He is the founder of Share Village Las Vegas, which is formerly known as Veterans Village Las Vegas. And his organization is dedicated to the creation of an environment that is home to United States veterans. And I love that they just have, his write-up here says, this is a unique and innovative approach to holistic and comprehensive housing with intensive support services. And so I love that it's not his programs that he creates are really there to help somebody not just get a home or just to get a meal, but actually to support them through a whole transition of life and to become actually supported in moving on and progressing in their life and getting into a better place. And Mr. Arnold Stock just transformed Las Vegas with his plans that he has done. And I'm really thankful for him. And so thank you for being here tonight, Arnold. And Amy knows you on a personal level, her husband, Ross Bryant, and you are friends. And, so Amy was like, you can take it away and tell us more about Arnold on your work with him.
Well, and Arnold, I know him from, and you, okay, from the work that my husband does with veterans here in our community in Las Vegas, really, and nationally. And he's always there when there's a need. He's kind. He's respectful. And he does what he says he's going to do, and I really like him as a person. And so, Arnold, we'd love to – the floor is yours. What our heart wish here is for you to kind of talk a little bit about your background, however you'd like to, and what led you to doing Share Village and what Share Village is about, and how we can support you and our listeners can support the great work you're doing.
Wow. Well, thank you both very much. I am very, very humbled by your positive comments. And thank you for the airtime here. We are dedicated to eliminating homelessness for our United States veterans and veteran families. And the veteran issue to me is deep. My father was a United States veteran in the Navy, United States Navy, World War II.
Wow.
Part of the greatest generation that served our country, I believe, and set the tone for me to have a foundation of respect and dignity and honor, words we hear a lot but don't always see in our world. My mom, I break up when I talk about my mom, so I'm sorry. And my
dad. No, that's great.
My mom was a dance hostess at the USO Canteen in Columbus, Ohio, and a great lady. And my aunts and cousins and taught me what it was like to live through World War II, Korean War, and then I lived through the Vietnam War. Actually, my draft number was the first birthday pick for 1972, and President Nixon ended the draft. So I failed the physical exam anyway. I got up to the exam and failed it. And I was bound and determined to do something, so I joined the VISTA, which was the old Domestic Peace Corps, now is known as AmeriCorps, and worked as a VISTA volunteer for 4 summers, working on community projects in South Central Los Angeles and downtown Los Angeles, a methadone clinic and a couple other things that I haven't thought about in a long time until right now. And I like to share that information because I really like young people to hear a message of hope and a message of change that translates and resonates into individual action. I started my first nonprofit organization in 1983, LA Family Housing, which is really still very much booming today. Same principles that I had on every project I worked on, and we promote by attraction. And so I moved to Las Vegas after having helped start several nonprofits in South Central and East Los Angeles and in the San Fernando Valley. I moved here in 1993 and worked for our then Mayor Jones, and we started there was only a couple nonprofits that had anything to do with housing, and we had a lot of bumps and still have a lot of bumps, and Las Vegas suffers from a lot of the same issues that other cities suffer from, which is homelessness, the lack of affordable housing, the lack of intensive and supportive services. And Las Vegas suffers from a lot of things you really don't hear about often. We have a huge population that lives in the storm drains and tunnels. Our veterans are amongst that. And I decided to start an agency that, because I'm not a veteran, I wanted to be close to vets. And we now, as of tonight, house, I'm really proud that we house 193 United States veterans. Hold on, I'm so sorry. I want to be accurate. And 21 female veterans.
Wonderful.
And 193 male veterans and 21 female veterans. And when I started, I was told, you'll never do this. You can't cut in the turf of other veterans organizations, which we do not do. We partner with them. So we partner with, I'm almost done with this. We partner with Salvation Army, U.S. Vets. Ross Bryant and Amy are wonderful partners with us. They most recently were instrumental in bringing the Vet Center out to our site. I can't tell you how wonderful it is to see the VA pull up to our facility because they absolutely wouldn't talk to me when I started. And I haven't had a chance to tell any. It was a wonderful day. 2 weeks this has happened now, and that's what we do. We're a family operated nonprofit. I always say we're the root of the grassroots, and so like I said, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's what we do. We We are in the midst of getting one of our motels that we've operated, closing the funding on it. It's $5.5 million. It's a horrendous uphill thing, but we're going to get there. And so, I'm so sorry. Hold on one second.
Sure. No, this is real. This is the real deal.
Oh, my God.
No worries. For me, it's usually my children in the background. So it's
yeah, usually, right, right.
For a
while. Or my husband trying to ask me questions. I get it. I'm working here.
This dog's a tweenie, which is a crazy mix. So I deeply apologize for that.
No worries. Anyway, I have the Chiweenie Corgi mix of that. And so... We're good.
That's our story in a nutshell.
I love that. Can you tell us a little bit? This is the biggest burning question I have. It's like, what can someone expect? If they're out there looking for help and they're coming to you, what's the process for somebody who is getting help from a Share Village Las Vegas or who's becoming, a part of that community?
Well, if somebody calls us, we have a live voice answer 24 hours a day. All four operations, especially our main campus, is always staffed. We never close. We also have an app that we just rolled out called Share Village Las Vegas, and it has everything from how to get the U.S. Vet Salvation Army to where to get your next meal. Everything's in the palm of your hand, and it took me quite a while to get that working well, and it works very well. And so that's how we help people. I do a lot of one-on-ones when I can. The COVID, frankly, set me way back physically, but I'm getting stronger every day. So that's how it works. No one is ever denied service at Share Village. Nobody. Without at least a referral or a place to live. And we also help quite a few women that are in crisis, small families, et cetera. So it's not just veterans.
I love that. And what I also, a lot of people, speaking of COVID, you had posted that you were helping to get these people, getting your community COVID vaccinations. And,
right.
That was that's an amazing feat in itself, that was so impressive to me. And I respect that. And would not have even thought of that as a layperson out here, thinking about what services would be offered. But to have COVID shot would be key in such a tight-knit community, right?
Yeah. Well, the COVID thing came about because we're partners with all these agencies that they told me we'd never be partners with.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy and Ross are a real exception to the rule because the government, this is not political, I promise you, the government has set the system up over decades that nonprofits compete with each other. That's like having a baseball team. That's like having a baseball team with all nine players competing with each other during the game. It never made sense to me. It doesn't make sense now. And we're partners with Southern Nevada Health District and also several other health agencies with Aetna, et cetera. And they called us, and the Metro Moore team was in the area, and they needed people to vaccinate. I said, come on down. And that's the way we work. We're not pretentious. We don't wait for funding cycles to drive our program or our mission. So that's how that happened.
And one of the things that I love and that I, a mentor of mine told me a long time ago, she said, find people who are doing it well and help them better with your gifts and talents. And that's what I see, what you have created and you continue to create. You're really clear on what you do, and you bring in other people who are really good at what they do and work together. And that is what true collaborative partnership is about. And that is a great model for not only our city, but cities all over our country and our world.
Well, thank you very much. Let me just give you a very, very much. Let me give you a quick example. Got a call last night from a woman who's a realtor. Ernie, and this is all in text. and I know her real well. Arnie, I have a friend, I have a woman that, a professional woman, she's in trouble. She just got beat to a pulp by her husband. I said, call Safe Nest. Do whatever you need to do to encourage her to get the hell, get out of that situation. They put her up in a motel, a nice motel. She had no food. We got her food. We got her Safe Nest because we don't do any of the casework ourselves. I'm not qualified. I know how to help build houses, and that's about it. And long and short of it, our app helped this woman. She texted me this morning. She said, "Oh my God, I got so much help just on the links that you gave us. People reached out. People wanted to help." And that's the kind of that's what's going to end homelessness in this country. Those kinds of things, those platforms.
Well, and I just think it's so brilliant that, gosh, I'm so excited about this app because I get to see it just being a model for the country. Oh, my gosh. And there's so many people who want to help, but they don't know how. And it's not like you want to be, like you said, let the qualified people do what they need to do and being able to just have those resources of, like, here's a place you can go.
Yeah. No, thank you. We've got a PR agency helping us now. So I'm hopeful we're going to really be able to get the word out much better than we have. I need to do a better job of that.
Well, we want to help you with that, too. And part of that is, of course, and it's really important that we all hold hands together and take really good care of each other. Because for me, it's about supporting good people doing good work, and that just creates that snowball effect. And it keeps going and it keeps going. And we're really getting some traction now. And first, our dear Ross, who's my husband, been on our show many times, we're all about how do we help people move forward and see what they can do instead of what they can and really transforming to what's next. And something that I'm really excited about is communities coming together. And Robin, like you said, I see people every day who want to help, but they don't know what to do. And so one of my passions is helping people through their careers. Maybe here you can work on your skills, especially right now people are like, what am I going to do, now after COVID with my career? I want to be passionate about something. So, maybe you do some volunteer work that feeds your soul. People are realizing I need to do those things. And I said something I wanted to share about working with veterans, military veterans, spouses, and families. What always amazes me with people like, that veterans are in dire straits. Well, there are some that are, and there's a whole lot of them that are really doing well, and they're in our communities doing well. A lot of times they don't identify as veterans, especially female veterans. And one of the things, especially with that Ross is very much doing through running the vet center at UNLV, is getting, and there's now an alumni group of veterans at UNLV, and getting them to the table. Because there's a lot of veterans who are service-minded and want to be of service. And we've been able to get the Student Vets of America, which is a really strong chapter here in Las Vegas, to Share Village, and they love it, and they want to be part of a mission. And there's a whole lot of people who want to, and I'm really honored to be part of helping to get service people of all kinds to the table.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this because, I'm on your program, but just linking people to people like you did with, and I knew the vet center's been there. We know, but we're overrun. We're like trying to grab on and serve as many people as we can every day. Mm-hmm. But having that quality, I had a woman who's a female vet resident that came to me in tears, and she said, they talked to me with such respect. She said, I couldn't believe it. Just having that kind of help. Separates us from the rest of the pack. I don't know how else to say it.
It's huge. How all that happened, I'm good friends with the VA Center Outreach Coordinator, and he and I have worked on many projects together. And you know, he's really busy too. Everybody's busy. But I said, you know, you need to get with Arnold. You need to get to Share Village. You can really, you know, really help people because he has that heart. And I knew, well, if I could get him there, he would keep coming. And that's what's going to happen. And that's how it happens.
Yep.
We connect each
yep.
other with each other with each other.
You know what's funny, Arnold? If you'll, the first time I met Amy was a little over 2 years ago. So I had met her right before we did that National Hardware Show. I met her, like, I think in March before then. And we had
mm-hmm.
that show in May. And one of the first things I said to Amy was talking to her about that that show. And then when I found out she was from Vegas, I said, "Oh, do you know who Arnold Stock is? He is this, you know, amazing person doing all these great things." And she says, "Of course I know who Arnold is."
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Then it was just so fun. Like, and then she was like, "In you know, when you come to Vegas, then we're going to have dinner." And then, you know, and we did. And it's just been such a wonderful, you know, but I was talking about, like, just linking people, you know, always. I just love the humanness and the connection that we all have as a community to just really support each other and bring each other together to make such good things happen. And so so you have to know, you've been talked about for the last 2 years with me and Amy about how amazing you are. And so
that's right.
And
your ears are probably burning all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But how to support your organization through anything that we do, because we just love what y'all do. So
y'all made my night. It's you know, but I think, and again, thank you for this time. I think that the mindset is very powerful. And, you know, my narrative is the same it is today as it was in 1983 when we founded our first nonprofit. You can't solve a homeless problem without building. And, you know, whenever I whip that line out, there's no place else for anybody to go. You can't, especially the elected officials, you can't weasel out of that one. There's no, and to have a United States veteran homeless in this country, shame on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need anything other than to do the same thing every day until God decides I can't do that anymore. And
mm-hmm.
That's my commitment to this. And we're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, believe me. But we just need to have that mindset that we can do this.
No. Right, like that's what, like, just keep moving forward, staying in action every day,
mm-hmm.
keep, you know, keep being that support and keep actually doing the work every day. Like, get out of the conference room, get out of the, you know, like, get your feet on the ground, go take the food out. You know, one thing that's really amazing about Share Village is that you offer two pantries every day. I mean, it's not just,
right.
you know, come on a Wednesday and a Friday. You know what I mean? I mean, two pantries every day. That has got to be, that is some grueling work. You know what I mean? That is, I can't see, if you didn't have the heart for this, if you weren't feeling driven by love and passion, you know, how this would ever go through. And so, and what has really been fantastic is to see other cities following your example. Like, I just noticed recently in Austin, Texas, you know, Mobile Loaves and Fishes is there with
yeah.
Alan Graham's,
right.
You know, program. And he, but all around Austin now, they're starting to buy hotels and convert them and use them for people experiencing homelessness, you know? And, you know, I know that because that's a page right out of your book, you know? So I love it.
Well, you know, it's not the ideal solution, but boy, it sure beats living out on the street or in a storm drain or in your truck. And motel
mm-hmm.
size rooms are just minimally big enough so that somebody can get on their feet and
mm-hmm.
get a savings account going and do all those things it takes to plug in. And so, yeah, I'm glad to see that. And I do see that a lot, you know. New concept comes to San Antonio, you know, acquisitions of motels. Motels are really, there's a lot of them. A lot of them are underperforming, and they're ripe for this type of house.
You know, and that's it. You know, that's how you know, great, that you've left a legacy, because it's being replicated and even improved on and moved. Robin, is there any questions or something that you wanted to put in?
Well, I'm just, you know, thinking about, so I really want to have this be a part of the conversation, is like, in every community, Arnold, what do you think it would be for somebody who feels like, wow, I really do want to be helping, but what's my first step? What would you suggest to them?
It all depends on the community. You know, Las Vegas, I think it's a wonderful city. I'd have to be out of my mind if I didn't say that. I've been here for 32 years. So Las Vegas is a community that's unlike any other city in the United States. The other cities are older. And so what most cities lack is a master plan. And they all want the quick solution. Let's just say some judge ordered all the homeless that are in Skid Row in L.A. off the streets by June. You know, no one's ever, they know it's never going to happen. Why bring something like that up? So it's baby steps. You know, our playbook is, you know, and I use a lot of military terms because the military knows how to get things done. And I clean that up. our version of landing on the beach is taking over a motel that nobody would even look at, clean up the lobby, start cleaning the place up. You know, get volunteers, get a whole buzz going in the community about that project, get a corporate sponsor, get the Home Depot Foundation, blah, blah, blah. Start having work days like Habitat for Humanity taught me in the 80s, and go at it. Just go at it one at a time. Take a house, redo a house, take a motel, build something, you know, something that's going to help people get on their feet. The old-fashioned way, you know, this whole business of, oh, well, you know, we're too sophisticated to pick up some hammers and some paintbrushes is BS. So that's the way I would. One of the things I really want to do is just do a primer, do a basic book on how to organize doing housing. It's not that
that's
big
a great
of a
idea.
Deal. It takes a lot of... a lot of perseverance, and you got to find somebody that's crazy enough to stick with it.
Uh-huh. Well, and we will be honored to have you on, certainly as many times as you want to come. And when you have that book done, we will be having that highlighted on one of our shows. One of the things that we talked about, absolutely, we so appreciate you and honor you and love you and the work that you do. And we talked a little bit about Mother Teresa. And a quote of hers that I'm feeling called to share. She's definitely been a mentor of mine. And one of her quotes is, "I am a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world." And that's what she's been doing.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. So I don't care what your pencil is, people. Pick up your pencil. Start writing a love letter. And the trick is find people who are doing it right. Help them do it better. Use your gifts and talents. Do something. We don't care what it is. Pick up the pencil. Start writing.
Amen.
Okay, so Arnold, can you tell them, people how to get, go check out the app, be able to contact you if they feel inspired that they want to be supporting you financially or, you know, just being able to pick up the phone for just any kind of information that could be assisting you with your projects.
So our website is sharelasvegas.org, S-H-A-R-E, lasvegas.org. You can find the same type of help on it that you can find on our app, which is Share Las Vegas. Share Village Las Vegas is our app. If you want to get involved, the easiest way is come down and fill some food bags, which Amy has done. And the Rebel Vets several times. And just that giving really makes a life. It's life-changing stuff, giving back. Some people have never done it. So that's my message. If you have a company that wants to get involved, we have that too. Right now we're gearing up and stocking bottles of water. It's going to be 100 degrees plus in the next few days. And in Vegas, he gets up to 118, and if you're in the sun directly at 130 degrees, and people start dying from dehydration, that's what sits on my mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Arnold, Amy's trying to get me to move to Las Vegas, but at least take him for a visit.
Yeah.
So when I come, we'll schedule a time to come out and help
pull
back.
Absolutely.
Come on down.
We're doing it.
We're going to bag some food. Bagging some food.
That's it.
Sounds
awesome.
Like
all right,
a
well,
lot of
we will definitely do this again. Thank you so much for joining us. We are honored to have you at the table.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, and again, going to SureVillageLasVegas.com if you guys have any questions with that.
Dot
or go
org.
Ahead and contact us on .org.
.org.
Go ahead and contact us on our Facebook page with Transformation Cafe for all the different kinds of – keep the conversation going. That's what it is. So thank
you,
Arnold,
pick up
for
a pencil.
All that you do.
Start writing. Get a hammer.
That's
start
it.
Hammering.
Yeah.
Take care.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.